First of all, I'd like to say about my passage regarding Colonel Cathcart that I really enjoyed this story. And his character reminded me of an old coach I had who was possibly the most vacillating person other than, of course, Colonel Cathcart. But why I really chose this section was the sheer absurdness of this man. He embodies the catch-22 that sanity is insanity, and insanity, sanity. He is so sure that he is unsure of himself. The language and use of modifiers is astounding, and Heller wields them with complete aptitude with what he's doing. Really, I think I just like the way that Heller used the language to paint this confusing picture of a man that cannot be painted. The image that we do get, however, is of a bumbling fool put into a position of power that he absolutely loves and he absolutely hates, although perhaps that's not entirely fair to Colonel Cathcart. He may not be entirely a bumbling fool. I mean, he does get things right, and when he is successful, he is completely successful in his own mind, but when he fails, he is a complete failure in his own mind as well. Through this, we can gain some sort of understanding for this Catch-22 rule, the Great Loyalty Oath Crusade, that no doubt was masterminded by such an ingenious idiot as Colonel Cathcart. Why is this character, however, some sort of antagonist for Yossarian, though? Yossarian seems intelligent enough, as demonstrated by his ways to get out of serving his duty, and it seems ways to keep himself amused, as in Chapter 1 with his censoring letter games. So why can't he overcome someone like Cathcart? Possibly, at least through my interpretation, Colonel Cathcart embodies the Catch-22 rule in and of himself, that those who fly are insane, but if you try to get out, you're sane enough to fly. It is through this rule that Yossarian understands the war and his relationship with the sickness as a means not to fly the assigned missions. Cathcart embodies this rule because he is so completely unsure of everything he does and of everything that his lieutenant colonel does, that his relationship with both his troops and his superiors, such as his generals, through this rule he allows himself to monitor both at the same time. In this way, this is truly a remarkable rule. This rule assures Colonel Cathcart that he is never wrong in others' eyes. The only thing that I really don't understand about Colonel Cathcart, however, is who he is. Sure, we know what he looks like. He's a broad-shouldered man, who's beefy and fat, and he has his cigarette holder, as on pages 187 and 188 would depict for us. And we know his mannerisms, smoking his cigarette holder and gesticulating with it. However, he doesn't seem to have any presence or soul of his own, and even he admits this, because he measures himself by others. As he says, he could measure his own progress only in relationship to others, and his idea of excellence was to do something at least as well as all the men his own age who were doing the same thing, even better. I guess I have to ask then, is this Heller's interpretation of war? Is war so dehumanized that it is entirely incomprehensible as Colonel Cathcart is? Dehumanized is kind of an interesting word, and potentially that's why I chose it. His relationship with Lieutenant Colonel Korn is unlike any real human relationship. Colonel Cathcart likes Colonel Korn, but he doesn't. He trusts him but has no faith in him, approves of him but does not. This is a mixed up, completely oxymoronic relationship, and this is the way I think Colonel Cathcart lives his life. So what does this mean? Why are these two colonels, well, I guess one is technically a lieutenant colonel, why do they act in such a way? Or is this only in the perception of Colonel Cathcart? How does Colonel Korn feel about this? True, he's a subordinate, but to be serving under Colonel Cathcart must be something rather interesting. And especially with his secret suspicions of Colonel Korn treating Colonel Cathcart's desire to become general so frivolously.
Well, so, I guess all in all, I liked Colonel Cathcart, but I would never be caught sane serving under him. But then again, no one really would.